We're 2 weeks and 1 day away from the official beginning of college football season as we have been counting it down here on BunnSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn. It is Wednesday, and we are about to bring in the college football professor to get his insight on a few matters around college football. But first, a couple of notes around the SEC so far. The South Carolina Gamecock fans were worried that they may not have Jadeveon Clowney, as Steve Spurrier made some comments alluding to him perhaps not being able to play in the opener against North Carolina Monday after he did not practice because of a shoulder injury. Well, he is back. He was back practicing yesterday on Tuesday, and Steve Spurrier said after practice that Jadeveon Clowney will be full go for the North Carolina game. So that is good news if you are a South Carolina fan. Bad news for Alabama fans. For standout wide receiver Amari Cooper sprained his foot in practice. Nick Saban said after practice yesterday that he will be out for a few days. Also, another loss for the Crimson Tide. Linebacker Trey DePriest has been suspended for a violation of team rules. That is for a, quote, short time, according to Nick Saban. He could be back for Virginia Tech. We'll have to wait and see. So you couple that with, of course, the Clowney potential loss. It doesn't look like it will be a problem now for South Carolina. You have Amari Cooper with an injury for Alabama, as well as Trey DePriest out with a suspension. And, oh, yeah, Johnny Manziel may not play for Texas A&M at the beginning of the year. So a lot of teams without key players this year. Let's bring in the college football professor this afternoon. And Professor, I hope you are well and ready for the season to begin, as we are now only 2 weeks away.
Yes, I am, and it's getting more exciting as we get closer and closer to the starting of college football. We've been involved in a lot of football talk. Now we're ready for the chalk to put on the board.
Well, let's talk about that. We've certainly seen some surprise teams the last couple of years. I think last year I would have to reference Texas A&M as the team that came out of nowhere. Of course, they nearly won the SEC West. They beat Alabama. They were in great position as they won the Cotton Bowl convincingly over Oklahoma. But this year, as we look at the entire landscape of college football, but first let's start with the SEC. Who do you think in the SEC is prepared to be this year's surprise team?
I think Arkansas is going to be better than people think they are. I'm not saying they're going to be contending for a championship. I just think they're going to be a harder foe for these teams than people might think they're going to be.
And why is that?
Well, I think that Arkansas has a lot of good talent that was there all along. And, a new coach, new excitement, and a hard-nosed coach. And I just think it will cause them to be in game. So a break here and a break there is going to cause them to win some of those that they'll be in.
Well, they could certainly use that in Fayetteville after the last year under John L. Smith. It did not turn out so well. Let's talk about the entire landscape of college football now. As you look across the different conferences now, we have new conferences and teams going to different conferences than they were previously in. What team stands out to you as you say that's the team you want to watch out for this year that has not been mentioned in that many preseason top 10 so far?
Well, I think that Texas is going to be better than a lot of people think, but now I'm hearing a lot of other people talking about the possibility of Texas being good. But there's a couple of teams that are kind of off the radar, so to speak, and they're not going to make much headway as far as the nation's concerned. But I think Fresno and San Jose State are both going to be pretty good football teams this year.
What do you think about Bill O'Brien and the Penn State Nittany Lions coming back this year? They played pretty well last year. You think they could surprise some people this year?
I don't know about that, and I'll tell you why. I think that he's a very good coach, and I think he got a lot out of them, and I think they did well, and I'm going to be pulling for them to do well again. But, with the numbers, it just might be that the players they lost are not bringing enough in. They could have a shortage as far as depth is concerned this year.
Back to the SEC, what about the Ole Miss Rebels? They had a top 5 recruiting class this year, and a lot of people are hyping their upcoming season under Hugh Freeze. Can they be a surprise team?
I'm not sure. I'm not one that's in their corner right now. And I'll tell you why. I think everything fell in place for them. It was like a perfect storm. But remember, they barely had a break-even season. And so this year, a couple things could go south with them. Now, if they get through the early part of their season, then they're going to look good. They'll be pulling the old Tennessee trick of having games at the end of the season to make them look good and be talking about how great they came back and all that kind of stuff. But I think the first part of the season is going to put a damper on them.
So the college football professor thinks Texas and Arkansas will be two surprise teams this year, middle of August. He's making that prediction, and I think it's a good one. I think those two teams definitely have the potential to do that, but we'll see as the season unfolds. Great stuff as always. Thank you, Professor, for joining us.
You're sure welcome. Have a great day.
And we'll talk to the college football professor next week, and we will be back at the end of the week. We'll see what news develops between now and then. But right now, it's basically teams wrapping up fall camp and turning it into game week mode, as we are now just 2 weeks away.